Appreciate the Lord. What I feel in my soul tonight. Appreciate what I see on you. Amen. We need that move of the Spirit in this hour to keep saved, keep sanctified. Amen. To keep being fruitful. Amen. I want you to turn to Matthew 14. Sad story here. I want to read to you. I'm trying to help you. God wants to help you. He's interested in you tonight. Amen. I want you to look at verse 3. We'll begin reading verse 3. I want to read to you about this good man. What happened to him. Take my text on over a little bit. Verse 3 said, "For Herod laid hold on John, bound him and put him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife. For John said unto him, It is not lawful for thee to have thy brother's wife, or for thee to have her. When he would have put him to death, he feared the multitude, because they counted him as a prophet. But when Herod's birthday was kept, and the daughter of Herodias danced before them, she pleased Herod, whereupon he promised with an oath to give her whatsoever that she would ask. And she, being before instructed of her mother, said, Give me here John Baptist's head in a charger." Well, that sounds pretty gory, pretty terrible to me, but you know that's exactly what he did. Bible said the king was sorry, nevertheless, for the oath's sake, and them which sat with him at meat, he commanded it to be given her, a man's head. And he sent and beheaded John in the prison, cut the man's head off. And his head was brought in a charger and given to the damsel. She brought this man's severed head to her mother. Now you think Dahmer was nuts. Jeffrey Dahmer, Minnesota or Wisconsin, wherever he's from. What about these two ladies? I believe they were nuts. Got a man of God's head. Brought it to her in a container to display an old bloody head. You know, that's a sad story. Can you imagine how the Christian community felt when they heard the news that this man of God, and you know what Jesus said about this man of God? He said, "There has never been born a greater." And he was standing there on the ground, and he said, "There's never been a man greater than John the Baptist." He was close to Jesus. He baptized Jesus. You know how we are. We have sentiment about our baptisms. And the preacher that preaches us into the altar, we always have a soft place in our heart for him. And we always, the man that baptizes, we'll always have a soft place. And not only was John the man that baptized Jesus, he was also kinfolk. Elizabeth and Mary were kin, and they were distant cousins, I guess, and Jesus and John were cousins and brethren in the Lord. And John had disciples, and his disciples came and took the body of John and buried it. Can you imagine the grief they were going through that day when they went in and took a headless body, a bloody, headless, mutilated body of a man that was so precious to us? He was the first voice that we heard for 400 years. He was a precious man. The Bible said there was a man sent from God, and his name was John. Man, you can't get more precious than that, Brother Jim. He was a precious man of God. He was precious to Jesus. He was precious to his disciples. He was so precious they went without fear, got the body of their blessed leader, buried him. And then I want you to look what it said it did next. They went and told Jesus. Are you hearing me tonight? When they got through Brother Bobby Mullins burying the bloody remains of their precious friend, they went looking for Jesus. That's what I want to preach tonight. Go tell Jesus. That's my text. Go tell Jesus. Have you ever been brokenhearted? Have you ever been defeated? Have you ever been in a crisis? Amen. My advice to you tonight is go tell Jesus. I want you to lift your hands and ask God's anointing on me tonight. This message in another verse of scripture, it might sound like that I'm kind of mixing this up, but I've got another verse that I need to read to you, and then we'll come back to this. I want you to turn to Proverbs chapter 18. Go tell Jesus. Amen. I wish I could get the setting for you tonight. I wish I could get you to understand the grief and the hurt. Amen. That these disciples were going through. Amen. It's no wonder the first thing they thought of was we got to go tell Jesus. Where do you go when your heart's broken? Huh? I want to read verse chapter 18, verse number 14. The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit, who can bear? Who can bear? The spirit of a man, what that means is the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity. You can take a broken bone, but you can't take a broken spirit. Amen. Help me preach. I wish I could. Boy, I've been busting my head again the last three or four nights. I've been trying my best to preach, and I feel like I ain't went through yet. I preached my intestines out for three nights in a row, but I never did feel like I broke through the wall. And I was saying, maybe I'll break through tonight. I want to preach to you something you need. I thought about titling this message, The Cure for a Broken Heart. But then I decided to tell it. Go tell Jesus. Amen. You see, a broken heart, a broken spirit, is harder to bear than a broken bone, a broken arm, a wounded body, affliction in your body. The spirit of man, a lot of times, I've seen people suffer physical things that was untold. You take men in the wars and men that have gone through things, and I've heard about women whose husbands died and left them with a bunch of children, and how they endured and suffered and went on and worked and labored and hoed in the field and had a young one on each hip nearly and worked and gone. Amen. It is a sight what a physical body can take. Amen. But oh, I'm talking about the wounded spirit tonight. Who can bear a wounded spirit? What's the cure for it? Amen. You see, we must find a healing. We must find a cure. Amen. These disciples, amen, no doubt had followed John the Baptist. Amen. When he was out in the wilderness and he said, bring me meat worthy of repentance. They were there by the riverside when John baptized. Amen. Many people came to him.
He said, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He was a man, the Bible said, he was filled with the Holy Ghost in his mother's womb. He leaped with the Holy Ghost on him. He was full of the power of God. He was a wonderful man. But oh, to die a death of a decapitation of his head, amen, at the hands of two vile women and a wicked king. Amen. I want to ask you tonight, would that break your heart? What do you think that did to Jesus? Do you think it broke his heart to get the news? What would happen to you, amen, if you heard that a man of God you loved dearly, amen, had died? But not only had he died, but some vile people, amen, put him on a guillotine and cut his head from his body. Wouldn't that break your heart? Wouldn't that make you, amen, weep and cry? That's what these disciples were going through. They had lost their leader. They were at their wits' end. They didn't know what else to do. Amen. But I tell you, they did the best thing that they could do in this world. They went and told Jesus about it.
I want to try to help you tonight. I'd like to break through and break through your calloused heart. If you're here in your hard heart, did not go anywhere else. They went and told Jesus. The Bible is full, amen, of instances where men and women have gone and told Jesus. I'm glad that about 16 years past now, amen, when I carried my load as far as I could carry it, I'm glad I finally went and told. Jesus about it. Amen. When sin was about to destroy me. Amen. If you told Jesus, amen, about your broken spirit lately. Help me preach. A wounded spirit, who can bear? Amen. I'm gonna be real brief with you tonight. But I would you pray that God would help me to touch somebody's heart tonight. Amen. Jesus, let's look what he did. And then I'll go on from here. When Jesus heard of it, he departed by ship into a desert place apart. What did he do, Brother Zane? When we're not looking at this, do you think it hurt Jesus? You rest assured it hurt him. Amen. The Bible said he was tempted in all points, like as we, yet without sin. When they come and told him, he was, I believe it hurt him worse than it would hurt us. Because he was so tender, amen, toward human beings. Amen. When they told him, amen, it came to him and it wounded his spirit. Amen. You think he never was? Isaiah 53 said he was a man of sorrow. Amen. He was stricken with grief. He was a man of sorrow. Brother, he suffered. Oh, I wish I could preach to you tonight. What did Jesus do when his spirit was wounded? When he got the bad news? When it looked like, brother, amen, that the heart was tore out of them disciples? Amen. They told Jesus about it. And Jesus went into a desert place. And there to find him a place alone with God where he could seek a God the Father and heal his wounded spirit. Stay with me now. Hallelujah. Isaiah 53 told about a man that's suffering, and I've got to tell you this. Amen. You see, Jesus was a man, amen, that was hurt, that was wounded in his heart. Amen. Would it hurt you?
Amen. Would it hurt you if you was a man like Jesus and they called you a devil? Would it? Y'all looking at me funny tonight? Who do you think I'm preaching about? Would it bother you? Amen. Listen to what they said in 3rd chapter of Mark. Amen. The scribes which came down from Jerusalem said, He hath Beelzebub and the prince of devils. Casteth he out devils. Amen. They called him a devil. His enemies called him a devil. Amen. What would you do if somebody called you and you were doing the best you could and you were trying to live right and they called you a devil? Amen. And do you think it hurt his feelings? Amen. Do you think it hurt him? I want to ask you, do you think it hurt the tender, compassionate, loving Son of God to be called a devil? You rest assured it hurt him. Brother, he was well stricken with grief. Amen. His heart was broken. His spirit was wounded. Amen. Now I've got to go on. Amen. Do you think it would hurt him? Amen. If your friends, look what it said. When his friends heard of it, they went out to lay hold on him. For they said about Jesus, He is beside Himself. Would it hurt you if you were out among the multitude trying to heal the sick and your friends came from without like his mother and brothers did and said, Get a hold of Jesus. He's beside himself. You know what that means? He's gone loco. He's crazy. He's got overzealous. Has anybody ever told you, amen, when you tried to get in and worship God and go to church and sing and pray and shout, amen, that you was a nut, that you were beside yourself? Do you think that hurt Jesus? Yes, it hurt him. His foe was against him. Now his friends are against him. I want to read you another verse. John chapter 7. His brethren therefore, you hear that? His brethren therefore said unto him, Depart and go into Judea, that thy disciples also may see the works that thou doest. For there is no man that doeth anything in secret, and he himself seeketh to be known openly. For thou do these things, shew thyself to the world. Verse 5, For neither did his brethren believe in him. Did you hear that? Neither did his brethren believe in him. His foe was against him. His friend against him. His brethren didn't believe in him. Well, I never thought of it like that. Hey man, I'm going to tell you, Jesus knows what suffering is all about. He knows what a wounded spirit is. He knows what it is to be turned aside, to be sinned against when he's innocent. Amen. And now back to my text tonight. Amen. What do we do when our spirit is wounded? When we're hurt and brokenhearted, we go tell Jesus. He knows how to comfort our hearts. He's walked through every valley. He's been through every hurt, every wound. Go tell him. I'm going to preach to you by the help of the Lord. You see, Jesus really is interested in you. He really cares. He really lives. He's at the right hand of God, ever making intercession for those that would call on His name. You say, Brother Randy, what are you trying to say tonight? Amen. I'm saying that these disciples lost their leader. Amen. But they had enough sense. They had enough of a desire in their heart. They went to the Son of God with their problems. And I want to tell you tonight, go tell Him in Matthew 8:25. Amen. They were on the ship. Jesus was asleep in the ship. Amen. A storm rose up. They were fearful. Do you know what they did? They went down into the hull of the ship. Jesus was asleep. They woke Him up. They had to tell Him. Brother, those disciples were a lot of things, Brother Hannes. They had a lot of faults like ourselves. But one thing I liked about it, amen, when they got in a storm, they went and told Jesus about it. Amen. Do you know why sometimes, amen, that we backslide, why we get bitter, amen, why we lose touch with God, amen, when we get in that storm, amen, we don't do the thing that we ought to do, and that's go down in the hull of the ship and wake up Jesus. Amen, Brother Hermie, that's what you were doing. Amen, when they cursed you and mocked you and you found you a place to pray at the job, you was waking Jesus up. Oh, what if you not went to Jesus? You might have mashed one of them's nose and been under condemnation and wouldn't have wanted to come back to church, and you'd have laid out. But thanks be to God, Brother Hermie told Jesus. Go tell him. I wish y'all could get in the spirit of this tonight, and you could. Amen. I'm trying to preach. Those times you're going to have a broken heart. Your spirit's going to be wounded. Somebody's going to talk bad about you. Somebody's going to do you physical harm. Somebody's going to lie on you. Somebody will cheat you out of your money. Somebody will try to run over top of you. Somebody will humiliate you, discourage you. Somebody will persecute you. Somebody will cheat on you. Somebody will do you dirty before you get out of this world. And my advice to you, when you've buried it, amen, find Jesus. Find him. Look him up. Tell him all about it. Go tell him. Oh, I wish I could. I've never seen nothing so gory in my life. Take a man's head off. Them poor disciples went and got his body off the cross. Amen. You listen to me tonight. I'm preaching to help somebody. Amen. You can't stay there. A wounded spirit, who can bear? Amen. We've got to get rid of it. We've got to do something about this wounded spirit. Amen. What are we going to do? We're going to go tell Jesus. Amen, Brother Zane, when we get that spirit at rest. Unrest. A troubled, a sick heart. Amen. That's right. When that heart gets sick, we lose desire to live. Amen. But brother, if you're in that shape tonight, if you don't know where else to go, if it looks like the world has done a terrible deed to you, find Jesus and tell him he's been through it all. He can comfort your heart. I've got to hurry. When you're in a storm, tell Jesus. You know what that means? How many knows what that means? I want to be a good pastor. I really do. And I look back on my 8.5 years that I've tried to pastor. I think, man alive, I ain't been no pastor. I ain't done no counting. I've tried, though. I've tried my best. Amen. I'm going to do better by the help of the Lord. Well, you know, the best thing I could do, Robert Deal, is tell you to go to Jesus. That's the best thing I could do. Now I know it ain't that simple for me to just say, well, pray about it. That ain't what I'm saying. But I'm saying tonight, and it sure is quiet in here, I'm saying tonight, if you've gone through a tragedy, you've gone through a crisis in your life, and you think that don't happen, why, come on. We're not that foolish, are we? Amen. Everybody in here's had a tragedy, a crisis, a crossroads. Amen. God just allowed you to take what you can bear, but you've had them. It's rocked your boat. It's brought water in on the deck. Amen. You think, I perish. How many of you have thought lately, I perish? Are y'all listening to me? I want to try to finish this message up tonight. How many of you, Brother Steve, have you ever said, I'm just going to perish? The storm is coming in. The water is over the ship. I know what I'll do. I'll go tell Jesus. Amen. How about it? Have you ever done that? Have you been at your wits' end? These old boys lost their leader. They carried his bloody body to the grave. They wept and sobbed by the graveside. and they looked around the grave and they said, let's go tell Jesus. I want to tell you right now, we buried some of our good preachers. Some of them have backslid. Amen. I tell you what, I've looked around and said, my Lord, what are we going to do? I tell you what we'll do. Let's go find Jesus. Let's go find him and tell him our troubles. Brother Eddie Street, hey man, he said he didn't want to backslide no more. Boy, if every one of our lives could be revealed tonight, it'd be a sight for sore eyes, would it not? Amen. I remember times in my life, amen, when my praying was just repetition and I was dead and dry in my soul. Amen. I tried. I remember times in my Christian life where I just came and filled the pew. I was backslid. You say, Brother Randy, you never backslid. Amen. I'd say in the eyes of God, amen, I was backslid. Amen. I had to get a hold of myself. Amen. I had to go find Jesus. I had to tell him my troubles. I had to weep on his shoulder. I'd say to them disciples of John, amen, Brother Bobby Mullins went over and put their head on his shoulder and said, Jesus, they killed John. Can y'all read between the lines with me? Come here. Can you read between the lines tonight? The Bible didn't say what went on there, Brother Robert. But do you think Jesus would have been stiff and cold? When the disciples came and said, Jesus, I don't believe they walked right in and said, hey, Jesus, did you hear the news? Here they came up the hill, head down. I don't know how many of them there was, but I'd say as Jesus stood there, Brother Mac, he heard. He got his attention and he dropped what he was doing and he said, what is it? What's wrong? And he said, Jesus, I don't know how to tell you this. I know you loved him so, but they beheaded John. What do you think Jesus did? I'd say he cried like a baby. I'd say he wept and sobbed. And I'd say they embraced. And they put their heads together. And they said, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And I believe as the Son of God put his arms around those disciples, I believe comfort came into their hearts. And I believe he said, boys, I'm going to steal away by myself. I've got to get a hold of myself. And he headed toward a deserted place to tell Father about it. You know, in this world, there's been nights that I would have screamed out if I thought somebody would have listened. How about you? There's times I wanted to pick up the phone and call anybody, tell them how I was hurting inside. But I didn't know who to call. And I'll tell you, you get in a frame of mind sometimes, you don't know who to trust. I know it'll not be that way. I know I could have called any one of you, and y'all would have had compassion on me. But you get in that state of mind. And you know what I've had to do? Sometimes all night long, I've had to tell Jesus. Sometimes all night long, till the sun came up in the morning, weeping and sobbing and jerking till no more tears would come. What were you doing, Brother Randy? I was telling Jesus. Woo! I was saying, Jesus, we perish. Don't you care? Did you forget, Jesus, that we were on this ship? when the storm comes, brother and sister, go tell Jesus. And I want to report tonight, he's never been too busy. There's been times he said, oh, ye of little faith. But he didn't ever did he fail to calm the storm. Whoa, are you in a storm? Have you ever had questions that you didn't know the answer for? Matthew chapter 24, the disciples come to him and said, Master, when shall the end come? Have you ever had questions you didn't know the answer for? Have you ever just, not just any particular thing on your mind, but just one big question mark? Why? How much more? I want to preach to you tonight. When you've got questions, not just theological questions, but questions about life. Why did this happen? When are you going to come? How much longer? You know where you need to go? You need to go to Jesus. He had the answers, Brother Bill. He had the answers. I've got to hurry. I wrote down several things today. Amen. Amen. Mark chapter 1 and verse 30. When you're sick, where do you need to go? Mark chapter 1. Amen. He went in Peter's mother-in-law's house. He went in Peter's house. And his mother-in-law was sick. And I want you to look what he said. And it said, Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever. And Anon, they tell him of her. You hear what he said? They tell him of her. Oh, you know what has brought many folks out of death's door? Because they tell him of her. Oh, I wish you'd help me preach. Amen. You brethren sitting here. Amen. You know those hearts. Amen. We've got to have them things. Amen. And those hearts get blocked off. You know them chest pains you had? Amen. They've been a many of men in a bad situation when that happened. Nobody to help them. No nitro to put under their tongue. Amen. No oxygen mask nowhere. No ambulance anywhere. Couldn't get to a surgeon. You know what happened to those men? They died. Amen. They went on to meet God. Ready or not. Amen. Do you know why you men are probably here tonight? It's because somebody told him of you. Amen. Are you hearing me preach? Amen. How many times? I got to thinking, Brother Jerry, the other day, the close calls I've had in my life, how close I've come to dying, how I've been places, amen, ought to not be in, and how close I come to getting killed, amen, and how close I came to ruining my life, amen. Do you know what made the difference? Amen. I had a mother and a sister that was calling on Jesus and was saying, hey, they went and told Jesus on me, amen, and it saved my life. When you need a healing, when you need to be delivered, amen, call Jesus. I know we depend on the doctors, but when they say that we ain't nothing we can do, who do you call? Huh? When they say we can't operate, who do you call? You call the one that understands your situation. Amen. They called Jesus and they told him of her. And this is what happened. He came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her. And she ministered unto them. Go tell Jesus. Are you sick tonight? Go tell Jesus. Amen. I've got to hurry on. In Mark chapter 10. Amen. At Jericho, there was a man by the name of blind Bartimaeus. And Jesus, amen, answered and said, what wilt thou have me to do? And the blind man said unto Jesus, that I might receive my side. Would you like to receive something from God tonight? Amen. Don't tell the preacher necessarily. Don't tell your neighbor. Tell Jesus. Brother, he'll get the job done. When you want gravels on your road, you call a supervisor. Amen. When you want something done a little higher up, you call your senator. When you need something done. But oh, when you need to receive something for your soul, amen, go tell Jesus. Are you burdened tonight? Are you dry? Are you blind? Are you without a blessing? Amen. Are you getting tired of sitting there while others shout, while others feel good? Amen. I tell you what you do at this altar tonight. You tell Jesus all about it. Woo! If you'll tell him, amen, he'll give you your blessing. I've got to hurry. Amen. Have you ever, when you feel like a failure, you can go to Jesus? Boy, I have. Hundreds of times I've preached the gospel. Maybe thousands. And there have been a lot of times when I got done, I went over, knelt at my seat, and I said, I'm sorry, God. I really have. Numerous times. Especially when I feel God the heaviest on me to preach it. I felt this on me heavy today. And I fail. I do like Peter did. And he said, Lord, we've toiled all night and we've caught no fish. You see, Peter wasn't afraid, Brother Danny Horton, to tell Jesus about his failures. Huh? Are you? You might as well not be. He knows it. He knows all about it. Brother Willie, I believe Jesus wants us to go to him and say, Lord, I've toiled these so many years and I ain't caught a thing. And you know what he said next? Cast your nets on the right side. Ooh, you mean you're not going to fire me? No, just cast your net again, Willie Charles. Oh, now if you'd come tell Brother Randy, I might look down at you with scorn and say, well, you dirty rat.
I don't think I would, am I?
You dirty scoundrel. Brother Randy, I've failed. I've failed. I've tried all the way. I've failed. And I might say, wow, you cold, man. There's something secret in your heart. But you know what Jesus said? Try it again, boy. Try it again. Oh, aren't you glad you told him? Aren't you glad you told him? I ain't caught a thing. Try it again this morning. Oh, this morning. Oh, Sister Virgie. Amen. Oh, this morning I felt so bad. I felt so bad. But you know what? I went back. I told the Lord I'm sorry. And you know what he told me? Cast your net again. Oh, and you know what happened when they did what he said? They pulled up more fish than one boat could handle. Hey, man, if you'll tell Jesus your failures, he'll tell you, try again. One man came to him, had a problem in his family. He had a little boy. The devil was tormenting him. And he said he keeps casting him in the fire. Hey, man, if you've got family problems tonight and you don't want everybody in their neighbor to know about it, I'll tell you a guy that'll keep it. Tell Jesus. You'll have family troubles. The devil will see to it. And when you do, and nobody else will understand, tell Jesus. Amen. I've got to hurry on here. I'm trying to preach. John 11. Amen. They sent word to Jesus that Lazarus had died. Amen. In John chapter 7, the shortest verse in the Bible, Jesus wept. Isn't that an important verse for you? Isn't that a wonderful, important verse for you? That's the one when I was 6 years old and used to go to Sunday school and you had to have a verse real quick. That's the one I'd rely on. But I'll tell you what, since I'm a grown-up preacher, I still rely on that one. Jesus wept. That means he knows what it feels like to cry. When you're broke down, you're persecuted, your friends, your enemies, your family, they all say you're beside yourself, you're nuts. Amen. They don't believe in you. Amen. I'll tell you what you can do. You can go talk to this man. He knows how that is. He faced that. He died on Calvary. Amen. He didn't have to, but he did. And he's able to secure you and help you. Amen. So what I'd recommend for you tonight is tell Jesus. Stand with me, please. There's an old song. I don't know if it's in the hymnal or not. I must tell Jesus. Amen. I must tell Jesus. Do you know that, Sister Patty? Brother Mike, do you know it? I must tell Jesus. I don't know if that's in here. I'm going to sing me a special. I'm trying to preach to you tonight. I hope God's helping you. Amen. You see, he knows this is a cure for a wounded spirit. Go and tell Jesus. And I must say this. Do you know what happened to Jesus when he went into this desert place to heal his wounded spirit? Do you know what happened to him? Before he could even get down on his knees, the multitude found him. And you know what the Bible said about it? He was moved with compassion, and he healed their sick. Here's a remedy. When you are wounded in your spirit, go on. When you go on, it heals the hurt. Now that's true. If you're depressed tonight, get up and go on. You say, I don't feel like it. I know how you feel. I've been there. But you've got to go on. If you slump down, pull the shades, get in that solitary place, lock the doors, and pity yourself. Jesus didn't do that. He reached out to others. When you reach out, friend, for others, it'll help heal. You see, love from your heart will help heal that wounded spirit. Go talk to Jesus about it. Go talk to Jesus about it. Let me see if that song is in here, and we're going to come and pray. Come to the music, please. I'll preach my heart.